Another historic day taking shape in Washington. I think we're all hoping it won't be another historically violent day, though, after Vice President Mike Pence ruled out invoking the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from power.
All eyes now turn to Congress, where some top Republicans are coming out in support of impeaching Trump for the second time. A source confirming to ABC News, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has told Associates he believes the president committed impeachable offenses.
That's ABC News correspondent Elizabeth Schulze, and joining us now is the Chad half of Gatos and Chad.
That's right.
Weekdays from 2 to 6. Chad Benson, what's your take on all this? I don't think there's any doubt the House is going to vote to impeach today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
It's how many Republicans are going to vote.
Right. And so far, I'm seeing five. And Liz Cheney, third highest ranking member of in the House for the GOP, says she's going to do that. But the House voting to impeach is essentially an indictment. And I don't think the Senate's going to vote to convict. So
I think the Senate potentially will, and the reason is simply this.
Two-thirds.
Yeah, but they're not going to hear this thing for a while. They don't come back till the 19th.
Right. And it'll be pretty much an evenly split with one independent senator siding with the Democrats.
But you've got several Republicans that are ready to get rid of this. And it's people say, why aren't Republicans speaking out earlier on this? You saw what took place last week. Republicans have been terrified. And you know what? It's easier to speak now because his voice is silenced because there is no social media for him to go and to sick his dogs on.
Yeah. You know, we're going to talk about this a little later on the show, and that's the future of the Arizona Republican Party. You know, you've had business leaders now coming out and saying, Kelly Ward, she's knock it off. Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, knock it off.
Paul Gosar is a joke. He is an absolute joke. And if he was as part as Ali Alexander is saying of this entire mess last week, you know, New York Times is reporting it. You know, Andy Biggs has come out and said, I don't know this guy. But Gosar knew this cat and he's an idiot.
Well, you know, that doesn't mean that he still intended for people to overrun the Capitol.
No, I don't know if they intended, but you had to have known, right? Like, you have to have known that there was the potential of something that could have gone awry.
There was certainly a lot of talk about it on social media sites.
And the local FBI agency there said they expected some issues, and you had to have known.
So I guess getting back to Donald Trump, though, impeaching him is not going to do what the desired effect is. That's remove him from office. He's done in office as of Wednesday anyway, next
week.
But
it could prevent him forever running for office.
Right. That's the thing. And the 14th Amendment can be used for that. That was inserted in the Constitution to keep Confederates from holding federal office during Reconstruction. Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people believe that there was a division in our country that maybe have even risen to the level of insurrection.
Sure saw some Confederate flags flying
sure
in the
did.
U.S. Capitol.
Yeah, we sure did.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm
just
Antifa.
Excited about being able to use the word unprecedented again.
Yeah.
Because
it's been a while.
And it's been a while since I've used that word.
Yeah, just like yesterday when we were talking about that they surround, you know, they've got the fences up now around the Capitol.
Right.
And an abundance of caution. I love that.
So I honestly believe in my heart of hearts that Democrats don't believe that he's going to be convicted in the Senate. They don't believe that. And so is this just a show trial? And listen, I think Donald Trump needs to be punished for his part in all
Absolutely
of this.
Absolutely.
And I think it would be a good thing to not have him back in federal office again, considering all the lies he told. But at the same time, isn't this just further dividing our country if you know he's not going to be convicted?
The people I have people who work in and around Biden and stuff, and they say Biden's torn. He wants this to go away. He doesn't want to spend his first 100 days reliving the incident. James Clyburn came out, who really essentially pushed Biden through everything, through endorsing him in South Carolina and really get him going, said wait 100 days before they even pick anything up. And the reason for that is pretty simple. You've got the most political cachet in your first 100 days. You've got the most political credit and stuff that you can run with. Push it out 100 days before you even think about taking some of these things up. And he's like, he's trying to figure out what do I do because I've got Nancy Pelosi's and I've got the Chuck Schumer's who are singularly minded in some of these things. But I also have stuff I want to do. And it's going to be tough, I think, right now because there's going to be a little battle there. But he needs to be punished for not just for that day. It's not even about that day. It's the run up after the election.
Yeah, yeah, no, that all fed into that.
Yeah,
because the
lies before and some of that stuff. I mean, they're politicians, and the media played a huge part. And by the way, everybody's profited. Mitch McConnell got everything out of him he can. He could throw him away now. The reality is, though, this was a long time in coming. And it is time for him to go. And the punishment, I think, will be they'll try it later on down the line and they'll eventually convict him, I'm assuming. And then he won't be able to hold office again.
Yeah, I don't think they'll convict him. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. I'm going to throw one more word out there and tell me if you think this unites the country. Pardon. And that is Joe Biden comes into office and says, you know what? What's happened over the last 4 years is a terrible, awful thing and should never, ever happen again. But you know what? It's time to move forward. It's time to unite America. I pardon Donald Trump of any future convictions that he might have from his time in office.
James Comey has a book out. He came out last week and he said Trump should be pardoned and they should never look for a conviction anywhere, even if they have things on him, because it is not going to make the country come together.
It'll take the wind out of the sails.
Well,
the
Gerald
Trumpers
Ford.
Too.
What did Gerald Ford say?
Well,
we need to start our healing now.
Right, but
let's
do it. He was a member of the same party as Richard Nixon.
So, but the thing is, and I think that I think Biden wants it to go away. He doesn't want his presidency to be about the last president.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Chad Benson. Catch him along with Gatos if you can.
Gatos
and Chad. Gatos. 2 to 6 on KTAR.